Let's bring in Pat Pagano. We're not cutting the cord here. We are looking at the weather. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Marshall, everybody. I think, you know, another fair day coming at us. Some sun, a little more in the way of cloud cover. But warm, 75 to 80. A front in Ohio will give us showers tonight, 60 to 65. Showers and a thunderstorm, but then partly sunny tomorrow afternoon, mid-70s. Unfortunately, there's going to be a little low forming on that front. That's going to bring showers and thunderstorms back into the region Wednesday night and into Thursday. I do think, again, later Thursday it'll clear out and the high 70 to 75. We have a drier pattern for Friday, partly sunny, low 80s, but another low coming into the Appalachians will bring us wet weather Saturday and even on Sunday. There'll be some sun, but you cannot rule out a couple of showers or a thunderstorm here and there. So the upcoming weekend will look nothing like the past weekend.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Not
I tell you, nothing. Yes.
Oh, well. You can't have good weather all the time.
Now, by the way, if you were with us yesterday, folks, I talked about our annual dinner dance up at the lake. We need 75 people. As of yesterday, we had 44 or 46. And as of this morning, we have 62.
Oh.
That's because Pat put out a nicer little email.
So you're probably going to have it.
Well, I mean, we have till the weekend. We tell everybody 75, but we are shooting for 70. So I'm thinking we'll be pretty close to it. Last year, when I checked the records, we had 65 people. And the catering hall allowed us the 65 because generally their quota is 75. So if you have 65, you're paying for 10 people that are not there. They're charging you for it.
All right.
So that's what we're up against. So that's a good thing.
Also a good thing is the weather today. Because the Murphy Open's being held, which benefits the Tri-State Chamber of Commerce. They have a field of, I think it's 67 golfers.
Wow.
Out there playing today.
Okay.
The Lynx, I think they're playing at the Lynx at Unionvale. Sounds so refined. The Lynx at Unionvale.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice course.
And they should, yeah, you're right. The weather should be decent.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to be humid. It's not going to be hot. And the sun's good. I said some sun because it's going to be a lot of high clouds, so it's going to be kind of a hazy sunny day. But
they don't have to worry about thunderstorms.
Oh. No, not until tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah,
it'll get very unsettled. There's no doubt about that. So, meanwhile, I was watching the news last night. I can't believe. This is on the New Jersey Turnpike.
Yeah.
They raised the gas prices from Sunday to Monday,
yeah.
19 cents a gallon.
Well, in Connecticut, gas has gone up in the past week. I think it's 39 cents a gallon. We're just under $5 a gallon now.
In Jersey, that's the way it was. Now, I have a question for you. I don't know if you have the answer. Okay, but here's the sign. You're approaching the gas station, and on the top you see 486. And you say to yourself, oh, look, that's cheaper than most stations. And underneath it says 504. But if you look next to each one, it's 486 cash, 504 charge.
Yeah.
Is that legal?
Yes.
How's it legal?
They've been doing it for years.
I understand they're doing it for you, but how's it legal? What they're basically saying is that if you give us cash, we don't have to claim this and we don't have to pay the tax to the government.
Well, no, they do have to pay the tax. They do have to pay the tax. What they're doing is they're not paying the processing fee to the credit card company. That's the only difference. So they save money that way.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Well, all right. So then that's fine. I don't know. And nowadays, with the price of gas that it is, I don't know how many people drive around with $50 to $75 in their wallet to pay for gas, you know, on cash. But that's another thing. And I was just thinking, So you can't strike because, you know, people need the car to go to work and pick up the kids from school and stuff like that. So you can't strike and say, I'm not going to buy gas. So how can we conserve? I would think that the number one place to conserve is carpooling. If everybody can get together and carpool, I'm talking about people who go to work and they can carpool, you take one car instead of three and you rotate. You know, this is the week, this is my week, I'll take my car this week, I'll pay for the gas this week, you know, and you pick up person number two, person number three, and then you just rotate it. If everybody did that, think about not only how much gas we would be saving, but think about how much less gas they would be selling.
Yeah, but COVID's, you know, people don't carpool since COVID.
That's true, too. Okay, so open your window and stick your head out.
Like a dog, that's right.
Right, exactly. I mean, I don't know. You know, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
Yeah, so now I was just explaining before we came on the air, I finally have settled in on my choices for viewing on TV. Now that my Starlink service is my sole internet provider, I've cut the cable completely. And here's my primary providers. Of course, Amazon Prime. They're my primary provider. My Fire Stick, okay. A lot comes with Fire Stick. And then, so I can watch local news, I have Fubo. I just put Fubo on, okay. And I also have Disney Plus and Discovery Plus. And included in all that is the Peacock Network and also this Paramount Network. So I have everything I need. And I was just explaining my cable bill, including the internet service, comes to about $168 a month, including everything. Whereas before, I was paying well over, close to $370 a month.
Well, I know Hulu is now streaming live.
I have Hulu. I have Hulu.
ABC. WABC in New York. So they're streaming that live. So, you know, so you can get news through there. So you're right. I was thinking along the lines, you know, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, and Disney Plus. Just with those. Plus, I have the Fire Stick.
Yeah.
Plus, with those, I probably don't need cable anymore either. So I'm going to be thinking about that. I have not hooked up to Starlink yet, but I really have to do that. Thing is, I had to ask you, is there a way around? I know what you're going to tell me. I need to download the movie Super 8 so I can have it on my iPad. It's unfortunate that my iPad is more than 6 years old, so it will not update the iOS. You know, you have to buy a new iPad. Huh. That's how Apple works. You know, their devices are good for 6 to 7 years, and then you can use them, but you're not getting any updates.
What type of telephone do you have?
I have a landline, and I have cell phones.
Yeah, what's your cell phone? What type's your cell phone?
It's a Samsung.
You can download it on your Samsung.
Yeah, and then how do I get it to my iPad?
To your what?
iPad.
Well, you can't.
I could if I buy the movie on Amazon. I could buy the movie on Amazon and store it in my.
Yes, you could. You could. The movie will probably cost you like $15 or something.
Right.
Like that.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's worth it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So I figured. And it stays there. When you buy a movie from Amazon, it's yours forever.
It stays in your account. That's exactly right.
Right.
Okay, once you buy it.
That's it. You answered my question. So that, because I'm going to need that on the set at all times when we shoot, to refer back to the movie to make sure that we're matching up scenes.
So you're going to do Super 8.
Super 8.
That's a fun movie to watch.
It is. Fun movie to watch. I think it should work out pretty good. See how we wind up doing it. You know, it's going to be different. We don't have kids, so everybody's going to be adults. So it'll be different.
So you can call it Slow 8.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Instead of Super 8, right?
Call it Slow 8.
Slowly.
You know, make it a prequel, you know, as, or you know, where it's Super 8 60 years down the line.
I have, yeah, you know, I'm going to think about that. That's a good idea, Marshall. That's a really good idea.
Not a prequel, just a sequel. You can make it a sequel.
Right.
Now, they did that with all these other movies. You can do that with, you know, Super 8.
Very true.
Super 8, the sequel. There you go. I think that's good. I think that's good.
Should call it Stupid 8.
All right. So let's recap this forecast.
Well, again, no problems today. You have showers tonight. Showers for the first part of tomorrow. Showers for the first part of Thursday. Fair on Friday. And then showers on Saturday.
With that being said, Mr. Super 8, I'll speak to you mañana.
All right, thanks, Marshall.
Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the Tri-State Forecast here on Robinhood Radio, robinhoodradio.com on the web.